Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord, everyone. Hallelujah. We give praises to our God, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. We thank God on this evening for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is always first and foremost. We thank God for our royal apostle, Mary Frances Arbery, of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministry. We give honor to her, the woman of God, and also to Pastor Mary Williams, and also to Pastor White and Co-Pastor White of Lakeland, Florida. Amen to all the pastors, all Pastor Johnson, all the prophets, and all the lay members, all the body of Christ, all the elders, every one of you in your respectable places, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, the body of Christ, and be glad in it. I'm sitting in on this evening for Prophetess Loretta Salisbury. We're thanking God for her, and we're praying the Lord's richest blessings to her and her family in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, Lord, have mercy, that Jesus is still on the scene, and he's taking care of the business of us, his people. He said, among people, hallelujah, which is called by my name, whatever themselves and pray, hallelujah, turn from our wicked ways, then we, the body of Christ, shall hear from heaven, and the Lord Jesus Christ will hear our Lord. We're thanking God on this evening. Amen. So today, we buried, hallelujah, one of our closest friends in Christ Jesus, Bishop Rosetta Lee. Hallelujah. Almighty God, a servant of the Most High God, one that loved God with all of her heart. And she was a servant of the Lord and a servant to the people. Amen. For God, we pray God's strength to our family, to our Deacon Lee, and to the rest of our family. Hallelujah. We know that she's rejoicing in heaven right now. Hallelujah. But we thank God for all of you out there. Amen. Listening all over this nation.
Yes.
Somebody say God is still in control.
Yes.
And he is taking care of yours and my need. Hallelujah. We just continue to trust in the Lord. Lean not to our own understanding, but in all ways acknowledge the Lord Jesus. He said he shall direct our path, and it's very important in this season to open up in the love of the Holy Ghost to direct yours and my path. Hallelujah. He tells them, look to the left,
yeah,
to the right,
yeah,
to look up to the hills, for this is where our Lord and my help come, and our help come from the Lord. So we're grateful to the Lord for a new day, a new opportunity, a day that we have never seen before. We bring you greetings in the name of Jesus, whose name is above every name. We thank God for how God is turning things around all over this nation. And if we would just continue to hearken unto the voice of the Lord, keep his ear behind you, keep his commandments and observe all his ways, we, the body of Christ, shall eat the good of the land. We thank God for his healing power. We thank God for feeling in the atmosphere that God is about to move greater for his people. And if we would just stand firm on the word of God and lean not to our own understanding, God will pour us out miracles and blessings that we will not have room enough to receive. So we're grateful today for the Lord who's on our side. And if God be on yours and my side, who can stand against us? Even though the enemy wishes to sift us as weak, but the Lord said not so. So I am so glad and I'm excited about what the Lord is doing in this season.
Yes.
And I'm telling you this, whatever God is doing in this season, we do not want the Lord to do it without us. God is transformed in the mind. He is working in us. Hallelujah. The body of Christ. And I am so grateful for that. We come to cast the devil. He's a liar. We come to break the back of the enemy. We cast down every unclean spirit. worship our God in spirit and in truth. Victory is ours if we just hold our peace. Let the Lord God fight our battle.
Yes.
The victory of God Almighty is ours. I feel it descending. The victory is yours and mine. We're excited about what God is doing. Have a good, blessed weekend coming up. We're going to be attending the banquet of our very own Pastor Ruby Moore, our anniversary. And God, hallelujah, the God that we no longer serve is going to meet us right there. Amen. And we're looking forward to fellowship, amen, with the body of Christ. This is what's missing, amen, out of the equation. People are not fellowshipping. Amen. We are disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he commanded in his word that we assemble ourselves together. Amen. Jesus Christ wants us to stay around strong people. Amen. People that are willing to sell out and give God their all in all. Amen. And we're going to assemble ourselves together with some other strong saints. And we're excited about that. Hallelujah. I'm excited because I feel a breakthrough.
Yes.
I feel like God is doing something greater in this nation for you and me. And I prophesy in the name of the Lord Jesus that God will meet and supply every need of yours and mine according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The enemy don't want you and me to be swift. He don't want us to stretch out and launch out into the deep. But it's every time that you and I need to seek the Lord God, the time is now. The appointed time is now for us to wait on our chain. And I tell you this evening, I feel it in the atmosphere that a change is coming. Dealing within the body of Christ. Hallelujah. He told us in Jeremiah the 8th chapter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Wait up. I'm telling you this. It says in Nehemiah 8 and 10. Thank you, Jesus. It says, then he said to them, go your way, keep the fat, drink the sweet, and send pledges to those from whom nothing is repaid. For this is the holy, this is to our holy, only to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. And the Bible says, oh Lord, have mercy, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. No matter what we're going through today, I want you to know that God will give you and me joy in the midst of what we are going through. For the battle is not yours and mine, but it is the Lord. And if God be for us, who can stand against us? And I'm telling you, just as sure as I'm sitting here, that God has gone before you and me. He's ready at every battle. And there's not a bit of battle that our God has not fought, that he has not won. He's a miracle worker. Somebody say he's a burden bearer. He's a heavy load carrier. Oh, my God, my God. He will meet you and me at our point of need. And I'm telling you, there's many things that's going on right now. Thank you, Jesus. But the Lord God Almighty is meeting yours and my need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That means every area of yours and my life is covered. Hallelujah. Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We've been purchased through the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. And he's going to meet your need. Somebody out there right now is praying and asking God for a miracle. How many know he's a miracle worker? Hallelujah. He can do anything. But there is no fear in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, the one that says what it is and the one that says what it's not. But he said, I'll be your burden bearer. I'll be your bridge over troubled waters. I'll be your water when you're thirsty. Your bread when you're hungry. Yes, oh, the power of the living God. He can be the one. Oh, yes, he will. He'll pick you up. He'll put you on the road called straight. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's a burden bearer. He'll take care of your needs. What the enemy meant for evil, but God Almighty, our Lord and Savior Jesus, has turned it around for our good. Wicked devices all in the land. People are going to witch doctors. I'm waiting on. But somebody said, I know the name of Jesus.
Come on.
That can do all things. For the word of God tells us he has given sight to the blind. Hallelujah. He has healed the lame. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He'll be everything that you need him to be. So I try to call on Jesus. He'll truly answer prayers. He'll answer every need. Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I feel it. I feel it. He kind of higher. That God is answering yours and my prayer. Don't allow the enemy to steal your joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. If you need joy, let joy. Ask God to restore the joy. Good God Almighty, I'm a witness this evening that God will restore the joy. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, I don't feel like the Lord. Hallelujah. Is answering my prayer. But the Bible says, if you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, he shall surely answer yours and my prayer. And I'm here to tell you this evening that Jesus is a prayer answering God.
Yes.
He said, if you ask, ye shall be given. He said, seek, ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. And the problem is that the body of Christ, we're not knocking anymore. We're not seeking anymore. We're not asking anymore. We're calling up everybody except Jesus. But he said, call upon the name of the Lord, and I shall surely answer. And over Psalm 121, it said, he that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep. That means that Jesus Christ is always on duty, and he is here to answer yours and my prayer. He is truly a prayer-answering God. Psalm said, he's never failed me yet. Jesus Christ never failed you and me yet. Call on him. I dare you to call on Jesus. He will surely answer your prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank God this evening for all the wonderful things that he has done for you and me. And how do we show him our appreciation? Is by serving him in spirit and in truth. Serve God in the fullness. Like your teacher. Ain't no hand stepping. Nation. But where will we spend eternity? We got work to do. There is much work to be done. Keep your joy, saints of God. Don't allow the enemy to come in and set you as weak. Take the joy. Hallelujah. And when you and I find ourselves, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Somebody say, I'm not feeling the way I used to feel. Pick up your Bible. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He gave us help through the word of God. He told us that he would set it up if we call on his name. It's time to call on the name of Jesus.
Yes.
There is power in his name. There is victory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. There is joy in his name. Everlasting joy.
Yes.
God Almighty. Did he say, once you taste of the living water, we shall never pass the day. And then taste it of the living water. I have experienced joy. Great joy in my
Thank
soul.
You, Lord.
We got the joy of the Lord in our soul. Hallelujah. And nobody can take that away from you and me. Time is limited. So he's going around here in the earth trying to snatch up everyone that he can. But we belong to God. We're his handiwork. Good God Almighty. The Bible said that the master, Lord have mercy, good God Almighty, put you and I together piece by piece, detail by detail. And I'm grateful that he thought so much of you and me, glory to God, that he rocked us in his bosom. We're grateful. We're going to keep our joy.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to let the enemy steal our joy.
Amen. Thank you.
All right, let me tell you something. All things are going around. So many things are going on all around this nation. But Jesus told us to pick up our cross and follow him. And as a child of the Most High God, he'll give us the tools that we need.
Mm-hmm.
If you're lucky, good God, he give you and me the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Joy, unspeakable joy.
Thank you, Lord.
Full of glory.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Keep the joy, saints. Keep the joy. Hallelujah. You may not have all the money in the bank that you desire, but keep the joy. May not have all the food in the cabinet that you desire, all the clothes in the closet that we desire, but keep the joy because Jesus, he's right here. And we give him all glory. We give him all honor. We give him all praise. The enemy wants you to... Let me tell you something. We got to bind up this spirit of depression that's trying to overtake the body of Christ because people have purpose in their mind. I don't have this. I don't have that. But the song said, I'd rather, he come on my higher, rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Jesus is so precious to you and me. Don't forget about all the wonderful things that he done for us. Keep the joy. Keep the joy. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we're going to close on this note, Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the 31st verse. They that wait, huh? Not run before him, but wait on the Lord. He shall renew our strength. I feel it right now. Good God Almighty. Jesus Christ is the wind beneath our wings. He said if we wait patiently on the Lord, he will renew our strength. We would mount up with wings of eagle. We shall run and not be weary. Hallelujah. People are getting weary. But I'm here to let you know that he told us if we just wait, he will renew our strength. And we would mount up with wings of eagle. We will run, good God Almighty, not get weary. Lord, we shall walk and not faint. And we just continue to wait patiently on the Lord.
We bless God for this evening, for your listening ear. Go with Jesus, for he is the best thing that could have ever happened to you and me. Greetings in Jesus' name. We thank God for Apostle Osborne and the Sunshine of Faith, International Ministries, moving forward, doing the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. And many blessings to Apostle and the congregation. The blessing of the Lord shall overtake them going in and coming out, because they are walking in victory, because defeat is not an option. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Love you. Be blessed.
God bless you. That was Apostle Terry Osborne. Praise God from Sovereign's Ministry. Praise God. Amen. We just thank God for her sitting in. Amen. It's good to have a backup. Praise God. When you say a backup, people think, well, that's behind. No, that's support. And we thank God for her. Until the next time, go with God, and God will go with you. Amen. And I would like to leave you with these words. Jesus love you, and I love you.
Thank you,
man. And I'll see you when I see you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Hallelujah.